you think that's a trend? Do you think that defense, even with the bigger offenses, do you think truly the teams that consistently win are the ones that have the dominating defense more so than the dominating offense?
Well, you know, the league can change all the rules that they want to help offenses be, you know, much more productive. But I think, you know, year in and year out, when it just really gets down to it, there might be some teams throughout the season who are great offensively, that have great years throughout the regular season. But when it's all said and done, when the playoffs start, when you get down to those final four teams, when you get down to the AFC Championship and the NFC Championship, I can guarantee you each and every year, with the exception of maybe one year within the last 10 years, it always boils down to a defensive team getting the job done. And I will say that exception will be the St. Louis Rams, because they burst upon the scene when nobody expected it. Most of the time, there's a gradual progression. I mean, you look at Indianapolis. You know, Peyton came in. A lot was expected. You know, they start to build. And now you expect for that team to go out and score 30, 40 points, you know, every single week. But the truth of the matter is, when you get down to the nuts and bolts of it all, when they get down to the playoffs, a great offensive team, give me a great offensive team against a great defensive team, and I guarantee you that great defensive team will always, always come out on top. And anytime you're talking about a championship team, anytime you're talking about a team that has championship aspirations, you're talking about a team that has a great defensive unit, because I think you've got to be able to stop people, you know, when you have to, when it really counts, because offenses can become very, very creative. But if you can create pressure, I think pressure is a great equalizer as far as defenses are concerned. If you can create great pressure, then give me that great defense, you know, anytime. And I'm not just being biased because I used to be a defensive player, Nick.